Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I've looked up to Tony Stewart my whole life, and I've seen what he's done, and I've tried to now get to the point where I can elevate all that. So it's just going to take time. It's going to take time to prove to people that we're four races in.
Welcome back to the High Limit Room. This is episode 2 of the 2024 race season. Dylan Welch, Kyle Larson, Brad Sweet back with you. Recapping first couple of weekends of racing with the High Limit Sprint Car Series and previewing what's to come. It's getting ready to be a busy stretch as the winter kind of thaws out, and we hopefully get some racing here coming up in the next few months. So we do have some races to toast to that Brad and Kyle have won since I think our last show. So Brad won at Volusia in February with the other series. Kyle won the Cup race in Vegas a couple weeks ago, last week, I guess. So cheers to you guys, and congrats on getting the year started off strong. Kyle, for you, you know, everybody was talking about Owen at Vegas and Victory Lane getting on the car and whatnot and messing with the car. I thought, like, people complain about everything, don't they? Like, it's like they're going to really send a, how old is he? 8 years old? 9 years old? Yeah, 9 year old kid out there to cheat your car up? Come on.
Yeah, no, I saw those. I was gonna say I saw all those comments like as I was leaving the track, and I screenshotted the tweet, and we have a group me app with the five team, and I sent it out to all of them. They were all laughing. So, no, fans are hilarious, and you always think Hendrick Motorsports is cheating. So, Owen, I parked on the banking with it in gear, so it was like kind of trying to roll down the banking, and the whole interview, he's like, Dad, the car's rolling. Dad, the car's rolling. So, yeah, I saw the picture of him holding the spoiler, I thought that was funny. But no, he enjoyed running out there and kind of stealing the show. And I was laughing, you know, him kind of getting the crowd going. Like I didn't know that he was going to do that. So, and then all of last week, you know, too, he was on like Race Hub and they were showing him. So he thought he was pretty famous.
It's cool. I mean, for both you guys too. I mean, you guys have your kids when you do the wing stands and stuff too. I mean, it's cool to get the kids out. I'm sure those are memories that stick with them for a while, right, Brad? I mean, your daughter probably, I would imagine she's probably enjoyed that a time or two.
Yeah, she went up on top of Kyle once, and then ever since then she was like, when am I going to win and be able to go with you? So finally was able to take her up top at Volusia. So that was cool. So she's definitely, as they get older, it's just more and more exciting to have them around and create those memories. So, yeah, really cool to watch Kyle and see Owen and then Audrey get out there and see those memories created. So, yeah, we're enjoying it for sure.
Cool. Let's talk Florida. The first couple races of the season, won by Kyle and Tyler Courtney at East Bay. Brad, what did you think about your weekend and And what do you think kind of the competition level with the high limit guys? Like, it's a different group of guys, right, than what you're used to running maybe with the Outlaws. So what's the adjustment been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough group of cars. It's, you know, I feel like they drive really hard, probably a little more aggressive. You know, it feels like when I've been with the Outlaws, it's, you know, I think the points are just always been a bigger deal. And, you know, I think there's maybe just this, you know, not wanting to wreck or however that works, but it seems like these guys are a little more aggressive. But I would say if my car just wasn't right where I needed it to be, never got it quite right at East Bay, which I really haven't run a lot of races at East Bay, and those guys, you know, had some laps there. So it wasn't surprising to me that we're battling up towards the front, but they're a tough group of guys, and it's fun because it's a young, ambitious group. You know, you have Kyle, who always makes races interesting. Sunshine's been extremely fast to start the season. And then whenever you see Corey Day getting up there, or Rico, you just Justin Peck's been, you know, sneaky fast every night. Brent Marks. I mean, it's just a tough group of cars, and it's a lot of fun. Obviously, we would have liked to have done better with our Napa auto parts car, but didn't get any wins yet. We've kind of been all over the map with our setups and stuff, trying to get a little bit better, but definitely some different tracks and unique, and it's been fun racing for sure so far.
Yeah, all the guys we talked about and kind of previewed that we thought would be good, certainly certainly delivered, and then a couple weeks later was on to Golden Isles in Georgia. Tyler Courtney again continued his strong run there, and Jacob Allen won and what was just, I thought, a really good race from top to bottom. You know, Kyle, you'd run there obviously before in the late model, but I think about everybody else had never really run there before. So what did you think of it as a sprint car track and kind of the show that you guys were able to put on there?
Yeah, it was difficult for myself and Brad too. I mean, we were both pretty average, but, you know, looking at it, like, I thought it was going to feel really fast, you know, have a lot of grip. And then once we got out there, I never felt grip. Like, I always felt like I was spinning all the way around the track. It's really round, so it's kind of like you get momentum going. And there was a few guys that their cars were really good and they could, you know, qualify well. I think I started, I was on the outside front row the first night of the heat, and then I think I started third the second night. So didn't get the jump on the first night of the heat race. So, you know, kind of started wherever I started, mid pack, and finished there both nights. So was disappointing to not be there or go there and be competitive. But regardless, it's always fun to race the sprint car, and I was happy to see a good race up front, because where I was at, it was hard to see. And I think I only maybe passed like one car each night. So I was surprised when I, you know, heard all the late model guys, you know, when we were standing there because we ran the late model race next, you know, they were all talking how good of a race it was. So I was anxious to get home and get to see the highlights on Flow. And Jacob did a great job. Sunshine was really good. I think it was Peck was up there as well. So yeah, they put on a good show, and, you know, gave the fans, you know, something, you know, good to watch. So, you know, that's definitely a late model crowd, that part of the country. So it was good to have sprint cars kind of showcase what they could do. You know, go green to checkered also was important, I think, to showcase what sprint cars are all about.
Everybody loves a Jacob Allen win. So you guys both can chime in on this. Like, when you and Brad, I don't know how long it's been, probably not that long, since you've like maybe gone to a racetrack that you've never raced at before, but what's like the most important thing for you guys when you get to a place you've never raced at and like you get eyes on it for the first time? Like, what's that process like of kind of studying the track and kind of gauging just maybe how the night's going to go when you go to a place like that you've never raced at? Or then there's never been sprint car races at, for, you know, another thing.
Yeah, I mean, you typically try to, you know, watch video, but there's really not a lot of video sprint cars at Golden Isle. So it was definitely just getting there, looking at the track, but we had a practice night to kind of go out there and at least feel it. I thought the track, looking at it, just looked like, you know, it'd feel pretty standard, but it never really did. It, like, to Kyle's point, it seemed like it raced really unique and round and didn't have a lot of grip. And it took a while to get my car to feel, you know, better through the weekend. I finally on the final night felt like I was somewhat competitive, but not right. But it's kind of refreshing in a way to go to new tracks and kind of level the playing field. It seems like, you know, a guy like Jake Allen and, you know, there's guys that figure it out and you can see their cars, you know, come to life. And, I think it's neat. I mean, I've been kind of doing the same tracks, the same schedule for so long that, even though it wasn't perfect for me, I still enjoyed, going through the process of a new place, seeing new fans and kind of racing on a different feeling surface and a different track. And it's a beautiful facility. You know, we didn't have the greatest crowd Thursday, but Saturday was a great crowd. And, you know, like Kyle said, I thought we put on a really good show. So a lot of fans were excited after the races talking to them. So that was good.
Lots of new tracks, too, coming up later in the year. And we'll talk about those here in just a little bit. All right. Let's I guess, stir the pot here or give you guys a chance to give your rebuttal to some comments that Donnie Schatz made, the 10-time Outlaw champion, made just a little while ago, some few days ago. I guess maybe explain what he said and then what you guys think about this, and you can, you know, the floor is yours to kind of defend what you want to defend here, I guess.
I don't think it's defending anything. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for Donnie. I think as a racer, for sure, like we've raced each other, you know, close for a long time and built kind of a respect level. Obviously with his comments, he was, you know, not very supportive of what we're trying to accomplish with High Limit, and so be it. He's been 27 years with one brand, and obviously he feels very attached and associated to that brand. And I never would have expected him to want to come over and run with High Limit, but you know, I kind of feel like some of his comments don't make a lot of sense. You know, more nights in a hotel with less nights of racing, you know, doesn't make sense. So I thought, you know, it'd be nice to hear the context behind where he came up with those numbers. You know, I think what we're trying to accomplish, you know, Kyle and I think when he said some things like, basically, I'm just using Kyle's name and likeness. And, you know, I think Kyle's a lot more a part of this than what people realize and, you know, has a big passion for sprint car racing, and we're doing it together. You know, maybe I'm in a little bit more on the forefront, but, yeah, I just feel like, you know, the Outlaws have a safety team. They doubled their tow money. He's racing for bigger purses. And, you know, that's some of what we're trying to accomplish is already happening with raising the bar and creating some competition. And, you know, he said we're doing the same thing on the other side of the street. But, you know, I guess, you know, instead of getting in a war of words, I think what we'll do is just, you know, go out there and prove him wrong. And, yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. But, you know, I don't know what Kyle has to say, but yeah, definitely didn't enjoy Donnie's comments at all.
No, I mean, I echo what Brad says a lot. And two, I think, again, like neither of us would do this if we didn't have the best interest of the sport of dirt track racing, but sprint car racing, you know, especially in mind. So, yeah, this is obviously a huge risk on our parts and, you know, what we mean to the community. So yeah, I think, yeah, we definitely have the sport in mind, and I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of fans that see that. There's a lot of people in the industry that see that. And that's why there's a lot of people that have, you know, supported us, from the beginning, and why we have so many teams, you know, traveling with us and because they trust us and trust our vision. So, and yeah, you know, I am a big part of High Limit and, you know, more so behind the scenes because I am so busy with everything else that I have going on, but, you know, I stay heavily involved in the, you know, text chains and, calls and doing this and racing and all of it. You know, I don't have to do anything, any of this. You know, I don't have to, you know, race a sprint car. I don't have to be a part of a series, but, you know, I realize the impact that I have on dirt racing, and that's why I, you know, try to, you know, give back as much as I can. You know, I've looked up to Tony Stewart my whole life, and I've seen what he's done, and I've tried to, you know, now get to the point where I can elevate all that. So, you know, I enjoy doing it. It's risky for sure, but, you know, I love it. And I want this sport to be better than it was, you know, 10 years ago, be better than it is today. And, that's what we're striving for. So it's just going to take time. It's going to take time to prove to people, you know, and how we can show them, you know, our vision and, you know, where we've, you planned and prepared for, but, you know, we're four races in to what we've got going on. So, it's going to take time, and I understand that. And I hope, you know, everybody else can give us that time and have that patience to, you know, do what we want to do and you make that positive impact, which we already have.
Yeah. It's a long game. It's like you said, it's year two of the series and four races into the first national, you know, national race. So there's going to be an adjustment for everybody. What do you guys think, like, give people that are watching this maybe a peek, like, behind the curtain of, like, the industry and, like, people who are really in the sport and, like, what the vibe or the feeling is inside, you know, inside the sport compared to, like, the outside or just the fan perspective that maybe don't understand all the inner workings of how much this really is changing the sport. Like, are there people on, is it more one way or the other that there's people that are fans that are excited about it as opposed to people in the industry that are kind of, you know, on guard about it? Or how do you guys feel about that?
I definitely think anytime you're changing status quo and, you know, maybe what we're doing could be deemed, you know, a little controversial inside of the sport, but I'd say most of the fans, the casual fans, I mean, providing, you know, more entertainment and, you know, maybe a different mindset and some extra excitement and, you know, allowing fans to see Kyle and, you know, maybe going to some markets that weren't, you know, gone to and, you know, race teams are racing for more money. More teams are running a national schedule than ever before. So I would say, like, from my perspective, the majority is excited, but obviously there's people that have been, you know, doing really well with the way status quo has been that don't love it. And, you know, God bless America. It's as much as, you know, freedom of speech allowed Donnie to show his opinion. Capitalism is what this country is built upon. And, you know, we're entrepreneurs now. We're building a business and we're challenging status quo. And, you know, we have a long-term vision. Believe it or not, we're looking 5 and 10 years out of where we can take the sport. We know it's going to take a long time, but two young, ambitious racers building a race series that's, you know, hopefully going to be more exciting for fans and have the fans in mind, but also more professional for the racers and the race teams and the team owners. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out.
For sure. Going to be a lot of fun and a lot of, as we said, landscape of the sport's changing a lot, and it is going to continue to change here as we get further on into the year and into the future. Looking ahead to the springtime, and we're about a month out from the next batch of races. We start with one that I'm really excited about. It's the first race in the midweek money series, but headed to the ditch, Riverside International Speedway in West Memphis, Arkansas, a place that I think a lot of people have been craving some, you know, some good 410 national racing at for a while, and always just puts on a great show. What do you guys like about that place? And you know, give us the elevator pitch for people that have never been there, or maybe, you know, never are not familiar with the lore of what makes this place so cool.
Well, I don't know if Brad's been there. Brad's probably, I'm guessing, ran some USAC stuff maybe there in the past, or ASCS or something, but I've never been. So I've wanted to race at this track for, gosh, a long, long time. So I'm happy, you know, we were able to get this race on our schedule. I've seen so many good, you know, highlights from Riverside, and Ricky's, you know, one of my best friends, Stenhouse, and that was his home track. And just hearing stories from him and his dad, and, you know, they both grew up racing there. So, you know, lots of cool stuff that I've seen there. You know, Ricky doing his little pirouette thing.
He flipped over. I think we got video of it. I called that race. It was the craziest thing.
My best one though, and there's probably videos somewhere, but I remember a long time ago, Sammy Swindell and Ricky. Sammy was in like the Tom Rawl 10 car maybe, and they like collided off of four. I think Sammy might have gotten into Ricky's left front. I could be wrong, and it knocked the front end out. And I remember Ricky was this like just been signed, you know, I think to NASCAR with Roush, and Sammy, I think ultimately went on to win and probably could, I mean, I guess it's both of their home tracks in a way, but I remember on the front stretch, like it was getting rowdy and there was a fight going on in the, and then
Big Rick. Yeah. Big Rick was out there fighting.
Here comes Ricky running to the infield, like getting in the middle of it. That was a funny one. And, I remember Sammy got hurt pretty good there. I think somebody, you know, dirtied him up pretty bad in the scuffle, but thankfully he was okay. But that neck of the woods, they're a different breed there. So I'm excited to go get in front of all them fans.
Yeah, I've actually raced there. It's a California-esque track, short quarter mile. Got a little character to it. I ran an outlaw race there in 2018. That's the only time I've ever raced there. We got rained out the second time, but I finished second to Darren Pittman, and it was fun. It's great racing. Even the heat races were exciting that night. So looking forward to getting there and putting on a show. I think, you know, obviously hoping for a big crowd and a rowdy crowd. And is Ricky racing? Do we know if Ricky's racing yet?
I think he is. Yeah, I think him and Big Rick's got the engine tuned up and they're ready to go racing. So that'll probably be his first sprint car race. Well, I guess he ran Volusia. So first 410 race of the year. So he's excited to get there.
Have you guys been down there lately? When I was there, which was 2016, the press box was literally just like a one of those like shipping containers that they just bolted to the top of the grandstands. I don't know if it's gotten any better or not. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, well, no, not all racetracks have the best infrastructure, but you know.
Well, it's got a good surface. That's the important thing.
That's what I was going to say. Some of the best are the diamonds in the rough that put on the good racing. So we're excited to go there and get that midweek money series started.
Yep, and that's Tuesday, April the 9th. So about a month, a little less than a month out from us recording today. Month out from today, or from tomorrow, I should say. Is a triple header in the Texas area. So you go from the ditch to Texarkana Speedway on that Friday, April the 12th. And then the dirt track at Texas on Saturday, April 13th, in conjunction with NASCAR weekend, which of course is where the High Limit Sprint Car Series will end their season in the fall. And then it's a triple header cap at RPM Speedway on Sunday, the 14th. So a lot of cool stuff coming up, and then we kind of stay in that area. You've got the Red Dirt weekend, which comes up that following Tuesday, or the second midweek money race. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of cool tracks coming up, and that Red Dirt race is kind of in a window of a Shane Stewart bonus that Shane has put together here, $5,000 for whoever scores the most points in the three events that start at Red Dirt, and then also continues on to Lakeside as well. So some cool stuff there, and that's presented by Wilkerson Crane Rental should get that in there too. So there's a lot of cool stuff coming up. Red Dirt too is another racetrack that we've seen a lot of really, really cool shows be put on there through the years. There was a killer all-star race there in 2020 with Aaron Reitzel. So when you look at this schedule, guys, after we get through the ditch, what do you like? What jumps out at you as something to watch and something to kind of get excited about as race fans?
I mean, for me, those are four in a row tracks I've never been to. Like, I think there's April, like we're talking like five or six of the tracks I've never been to. So I'm just kind of excited. Texarkana, Texas Motor Speedway, obviously I've seen video and just really hoping that can be a great show. I know we'll have a lot of crossover fans, so excited to see if we can put on a good show that night. And then Sunday's RPM. So I don't know a lot about that track, but obviously cool that we're able to race so much in that little bit, that area. And then Red Dirt, I saw the race with Kyle and Rutzel. So that was a really cool race. It looked like it was really slow on the bottom and kind of had to drive hard on the top and really wide and kind of flat. So you never know until you get there what it's like, but obviously excited to get going. I think once we get going, we get going pretty good. So, you know, obviously with our NAPA car, we want to get off to a good start in April and hopefully get back on track and hopefully start winning some races.
Kyle, that Red Dirt race with you and Reitzel were battling. It looked like you were going about half a mile an hour on the bottom, trying to just make the thing not be in the slick. That blew my mind how slow you guys had to go down there to just make it work down there.
Yeah, that was an awesome race. Like, even though I got beat that night, I was like, damn, that was some fun. So, I just remember it being, it's really flat, really, really flat, really roundish. I think the backstretch wall kind of comes up quick from what I remember. And then it opens up, you know, into three, but it's so flat and that color dirt, you know, it built a massive curb, especially in 3 and 4. I can't remember 1 and 2. I think 1 and 2 is maybe closer to being easier to like get off the edge. But, and then, yeah, around the bottom, like tiptoe right around the tires. I remember not really having much grip. I don't think my car was great that night, but regardless, it was fun. It was a blast. So I hope the surface can be somewhat similar to that. I think it typically is whenever I've seen like a USAC race there and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to get there. As Brad mentioned, you know, a lot of new tracks for me, even, you know, that week with Riverside, Texarkana, Texas. I don't think I can go to RPM because the cup race probably won't be done in time. But then, yeah, getting back to Red Dirt and then what is it, Lakeside or something next week. So good little stretch of races. Be kind of cool too if like fans, you know, I think fans could get to the RPM race. You know, it looked like it's not too far from Texas Motor Speedway. So maybe, you know, if some of them are driving home, they can pop in to catch the second half of the night on their way home. So yeah, got a little time off here these next couple weeks, but then yeah, it gets going hot and heavy.
I'm just looking here to see how far RPM Speedway is from Texas. So I can tell,
I think it was like a little over, I think it was like an hour 20.
Hour and 4 minutes. It's basically just on the other side, but it's just on the other side of Dallas. So it's like a straight, you know, as straight a shot across Dallas on the interstate as you can go. That's at 8:40 PM without traffic. So you might be able to make it over there, but an hour is not too far. So hopefully some people can do the double there and check that out as a nightcap Sunday night. Brad, I mean, Kyle obviously has got, you know, got the cup stuff going on, but what are you doing for the next month as you guys kind of get ready for the real, you know, the real season to kind of get hot and heavy here?
Just a lot of planning with High Limit, you know, making sure that, you know, we're really thinking about these events that we have coming up and learning from the first four, you know, the events that we had. And yeah, so working on that. And then Silver Dollar, I was racing this weekend, mini gold cup. So going up there to work the racetrack and work the equipment and try to, we've had a lot of rain, so trying to get the pits ironed out and stuff like that. But yeah, just kind of wait until we get to go racing, but kind of working behind the scenes with the High Limit team. We've got a lot of great people on our team, and we're really ambitious, and everybody's excited about, you know, getting back to work. I think everybody, it was nice to have the soft opening, you know, and it's nice to have a little bit of a break, but yeah, we're excited to make some fun announcements and get back racing soon.
We'll be here before we know it and ready to get going again. April 9th, midweek money series race number one at Riverside, the ditch in West Memphis, Arkansas. And then next three after that, right back to back in Texas and Arkansas at Texarkana, Texas Motor Speedway, and RPM starting on Friday, April the 12th. Guys, appreciate it as always. Good catching up with everybody. And I guess we've got another month until we get to go racing. So I'm sure we'll get to do another one of these before too long to preview that. But good luck to everybody and what racing you do get to do, Kyle and Brad. Take care of everything out west, and we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, thank you.